Episode 8, and I'm wearing my pink.
Is it 8 or is it 9?
It's 8.
8, okay, okay, good, good.
Just keeping track.
I know. I like the pink.
Making sure.
I like the pink.
So, we're going to share with you guys this really cool thing that we're doing
new news.
Yep, Alaska Medical Transport. And so Charlie came up with this concept of an awareness vehicle and brought it to me and was like, hey, we're getting ready to change over our chassis. And so therefore, it's an opportunity to reduce some of our decaling.
It's a clean slate.
Yeah. And so what do you think about an awareness vehicle? And so you want to share like how we came up with this awareness, like what awareness we chose and why and
sure.
And all so, that you did to get us there?
You know, a while back, Jason Dolph with Anchorage Fire Department, he was a captain, and he was trying to bring up an idea to do awareness for breast cancer and for cancer. And with Anchorage Fire Department, he was running a little bit shy of funding for doing Miss Linda, and Miss Linda was his mother. And he wanted to do a tribute to her and breast cancer and cancer in itself to do it. And he was running short of funds because AFD was going to pay to do it, you know, because it's muni funds and the public. So this is something that had to be done by donors. And so we were very lucky to get Paul Landis involved from GCI. And Paul really took it under his wing and was able to make up the difference between what they needed to take the fire truck, take it out of service, and then be able to wrap it in completely pink and dedicate it to breast cancer. So I was thinking to myself, so I called Jason about it and told him, hey, you know, I got this idea that I want to kind of do a breast cancer ambulance, and it hasn't been really done here, and you know, how he'd feel about it. And he thought it was a great idea. And so he put me in touch with the lady that runs the cancer society here that he worked with. And so I brought it to Athena and part of our team and, you know, got her blessing first and talked about
it. Well, we were just kind of riffing because like, I don't know about any of you other ladies that are listening, but when your husband wants to do something that is like honoring, especially honoring something that affects so much of our community and just bringing awareness, it's just like, oh, you want to help more people. I love it. So,
well, you know, and one thing that we looked at is like, we have the right to be able to make this kind of how we want to and do it. And we have these, you know, we're very known for our beautiful black rigs. And
yeah,
of course our ambulances are black, you know, because we want to be our style of there. And, you know, a lot of companies are switching to multicolors with black involved. And so we kind of did the black with our themes and we have really good emblems. And we've been told we have some of the nicest ambulances in the state.
Nice
and
looking,
so,
yes.
Yeah, nice looking. And so we're doing it. So I thought to myself, I came up with this concept. So I called Skyline, which is our Lucas over at Skyline things, and asked him to kind of make me a mock-up of what one would look like. And he had one of our previous ambulances that we did a new
wrapping.
One on. And he's not going to wrap it. He's going to actually just put vinyl lettering over it. We're painting the entire, the new chassis are brand new. So they're 2024 chassis and they're black and beautiful. And so we're going to go ahead and change out the boxes on them. We had those wrapped at one time, but they're kind of peeling up and
it's time for a redo or a refresh.
So we're going to refresh them. So we came up with a great concept, and so we have a beautiful looking design. And so what we're going to do is kind of cool is I was trying to say, how can we really raise funds for this too and make it more of a donation that we can give to the Cancer Society too. So yeah, we're going to put, you know, the big ribbons to go, the beautiful pink ribbons that you put on there. We're going to put a couple big ones on the sides of the ambulances, and we're going to sell names to be able to put on those. And they're going to get printed. Once we get all the names, they're going to get printed at one time with the ribbon, and we're going to sell it. And we're hoping to raise at least $5,000 in funding for it. And then Alaska Medical Transport through us is going to match those funds.
Yeah, the funds that we receive. So really what,
up to $5,000. So if we raise $10,000, even better, because then we get more money for the Cancer Association. But we've set a thing of doing this that we'll match it up to $5,000. And so,
and what I love about this idea is it has generosity wrapped in it. It has community wrapped in it because it has awareness wrapped in it.
Yeah.
And it's like this beacon of awareness everywhere we go with that particular ambulance. And then you put a cherry on top because we decided to honor our dear cousin, Michelle, who just recovered from this plight last year. And so we're going
to call it
Miss Michelle.
Miss Michelle.
Yeah.
So there's the Miss Linda that was honored through Jason Dahl's mom.
How long ago was that? Jeez, that was like a long time ago.
It was probably 7 or 8 years ago. And they've redone another one since then.
Okay.
And they've taken that one out of service because it was an older rig. I think it still might be a reserve, but they have another one now. And I'm not sure what the new one's name, but I saw it at Station 9 today and they were doing a pump test on it. So I saw it today and even more of it. So yeah, it's going to be a fun thing. It's going to be a good deal. And I think it's going to be well received. And the Cancer Association is very appreciative of any donations they get and how they can do it. And hopefully we'll have it in some of the events that are coming up in here. Yeah. And Breast Cancer Week, and then we'll have some of our medics. We're actually going to get some t-shirts and sweatshirts that are going to be all pink, and the crew's working it can wear those ones too, and just, you know, just kind of honor that side. So we have two more rigs that we're going to be doing too, so we might do one another tribute to something else, you know, and because we can. The nice thing about it is that we get to pick, and it's not like a municipality ambulance, you know. Yeah. We're privatized and we work with the muni very well. They're part of our partners, but we get to pick what it is. And so we can kind of make it cool. So in the beginning, we're really wanting to brand our name, and we're still going to have our names on it. And we're going to have our emblems on it.
It'll have AMT and the logo on there.
It'll just be different. So maybe we'll get a military one that we'll do next and honor all of our different military folks that we do stuff with, or, you know, we might dedicate it to something else. So if you guys have any ideas, you can let us know too, what you think might be kind of cool for our state, you know, because we want to make them the fun ones.
You know, and Charlie, you really hit it right on the nose there, is that we get to do things that other people wouldn't otherwise get to do because we get to decide.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that's really refreshing about working at BAC, especially on the leadership team, is if you're coming from a space where you're not given creativity or flexibility within some of that decisions, like coming from government, for instance. One of the things that our previous EMS director, he was like, man, in order to get a decision made, it would have had a committee and it would have taken months and months and months. And
yeah, he was talking about the iPads and the laptops. And
yeah, it's just like, makes sense. Let's just do it. And he's like, that's it. I don't have to like write a report. And I'm like, nope, we're just going to order them.
You know, and we've really evolved in EMT too. I mean, it's really gone into, now we got IV pumps that we're doing IVs in, and we have all of our narcotics and drugs. And then, you know, we have a Hamilton ventilators coming in now, so we'll be able to vent patients. And, you know, we got Lucas's is coming in now. So it's really coming more full school.
Our full capability as an ALS ambulance to meet all sorts of transport needs is really coming into its own.
And hands off to Dr. Dow and Dr. Cadigan, our two medical physicians that work at Regional Hospital, and they've been super great and so supportive. And, you know, they I love it. They give us enough for us to do our jobs and try to increase us. And if we try to maybe do something a little bit maybe outside of our scopes, or think that we always ask for permission on that. That's one of the biggest things that we always do, is like, we want to make sure that we're doing well. And, you know, they'll guide us back in sometimes. Hey, maybe this is not where we should be at right now, but it's not, looks like too far off in the near future we can do this, but let's get this space done.
Yeah. And then once we have some time there, then we'll move into this other the next space.
One. So it's a great partnership with both those guys, and they both keep us in very well, and both great doctors, and we can talk to them anytime. And
we really appreciate their mindset. Yes.
And then when I was on Girdwood Fire Department too, and we both were, Dr. Cadigan was our doctor there too. So we already had some previous relationship with him. So it made it real nice to have somebody that we already knew.
Yes. And their mindset around just growing EMS and EMS capabilities within our region is part of that. It's like being in alignment with others who, our goal is to just do a good job and to provide this community service that we know our community needs. And we can't do it for free because we have payroll and all these other things.
We are a for-profit company. We're not a nonprofit.
It's true. However, we're coming from this space of, we're really here to serve.
Yes.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being able to have your lifestyle and also serve at the same time.
Yes.
So,
and we're fortunate. I mean, BAC has been around 24 years now. So BAC has been around 24 years now, and it is the backbone of our other companies that we do it. I mean, when I say that, it is the, it's the most established. It's been the longest. It employs the most people, and we've been very lucky, and it's been very successful, and we've had great team members. So we're able to a little bit give back. And, you know, when we let other communities take EMS classes with us, and we don't charge them, and we, you know, come in there and we make sure we feed them and we take care of them. And, you know, there's a lot of community effort that's done in that. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're furthering it all the way from Cordova to Hope, to Girdwood, to other places that we want to really be partners with and help them and their EMS.
And you know, you're absolutely right. It's because of the work and the groundwork and the time and the investment that we have put into BAC that we are able to be generous in all of these other areas. And that is something to be truly grateful for.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about Miss Michelle because I love the fact that we're going to have a pink ambulance because I love pink.
Show your purse. It's a reddish pink.
But
her gun gets
the,
pink on
the
it.
The other bigger piece is that I love everything that this ambulance represents, the awareness, the community, the connection, generosity. And then also I'm really looking forward to seeing how can we use this as a sounding board to support this cause and to also bring awareness to like how important event medics are.
Yes. You know, and the event medics say that's going to be a whole nother thing that we're doing right now. We're doing our first MMA fights coming up here and this next month. And we're going to have a paramedic and EMT or EMT 3, and then we're going to be providing medics for that. And we're going to be looking at providing medics for races, and we're going to be doing it for football games, and we're going to be doing it. We've already done it for rodeos. And so we're really going to put ourselves out there as event medics too. So we have more ambulances than pretty much anybody else does. Right now we're sitting at 7 ambulances, and 4 of them are going to be pretty much brand new. And so it's nice to be able to have good medics and good people there. We've really employed quite a bit of military medics now. So we got a lot of paramedics from the military.
Yes.
And that's been really great. Roy has been excellent in helping us acquire some medics from the military. And these guys are great paramedics. And now we're doing more ALS runs to Seward. Sometimes our partners with Guardian and Life Med, sometimes they're unable to fly to Seward and go get these critical patients because of their low overhead and clouds and weather coming in there. So we get called to all hours of the night to go down and pick up ground transportation for critical patients that need to come into more definitive care, like regional hospital, Providence Hospital or ANMC or even military. These guys need more definitive care, and Providence does a great job in stabilizing the patients, but sometimes they just need somebody to get out of there because they need more help, and they're limited in their skills there and how much room they really have in the hospital. I didn't realize until we went down there, Roy and myself, and they have a trauma one, a trauma two, and they have 3 or 4 other extra rooms to be able to put patients. But they have 3 or 4 rooms to do extended care for a day or two. But past that, they need to get them cut loose out of there so they can open those rooms back up for the community of Seward. And, you know, with all the cruise ships that come in and everything else that comes in there, and all the fishing people and everything else there, it's a very, very busy season in there for them. So they're stabilizing the patients as good as possible and then calling us, and we're going down and picking them up. So we're getting some more runs from Matt Sue now, and you know, we're working with Kenai and hopefully Homer and then Valdez, and we're just going to be more of the ground ambulance side and then the event side too, you know, doing special events. There's Red Bull that comes up here and other places that need medics for standbys because they're doing stunts or they're doing something like that. So yeah, we're going to be able to.
I was going to ask you, why would an event need a medic?
Well, I mean, like you take Red Bull when they came up here, they needed medics because they were doing stunts and they were doing jumps and they were doing all this stuff. So, you know, their first immediate care is make sure they have somebody there on sign to stabilize the patient and to be able to give a heads up. And then we always call the local 911s and have them intervene with us. But at least we can stabilize and get the patient into a way that, you know, if they lose their airway or something like that, we can regain their airways. Or if they have to do spinal immobilization, we can do that and make sure that they're going to be prepped and ready to go for when 911 gets there. And if we have to, and some of these ones that outside the city of Anchorage, we can actually do the transports for them too. So it's going to be really helpful for them. And then having an ambulance there, you know, differently than us and some of the other ones here in town that do it, is we actually have a mobile intensive care provider. We have a medic unit, so we can actually take those guys and put them in the back of our rigs where we have bigger O2 tanks. We have areas that we can do suctions. We have air shifts. Not taking everything to the patient in the scene where they're out in the public. We can actually take them in the back of the rig and stabilize the patients. And if we had to do any other life-saving devices and put Lucas's on them or, doing IVs on them or getting them drugs, or it's in a stable area where we're able to work on the patient, where we have all of our tools right there out of us. We're not sitting on the ground trying to work on a patient.
Yeah. And so the idea here is that we're not two medics in a tent.
No.
We're two medics with ALS capabilities, if it's required or requested, in an ambulance with wheels.
Yeah. And the nice thing about that is we might have a tent there too, but we'll have the ambulance rig there also. We'll have a facility where people can walk up to us and talk to us. But if we need to pull somebody personally into something, something's happening to them that we can do it outside the public eye. You know, we can actually put them in a place and make them feel secure and be able to have
some privacy around that.
Yes. And, you know, you never know whether an Alaska is going to do so. Keeping their temperatures right and keeping them there and, you know, getting them comfortable and, you know, where they can, we can really work with the patient and help them.
And I feel like that's the next level of this event medic idea is that oftentimes when you think of event medics is you're thinking of somebody who's manning the first aid tent and that's it.
And a lot of most of those places are BLS too. They're basic life support. So, and which is, you know, 90% of what the calls are. I mean, a lot of that stuff is a BLS calls that we have that somebody's hurt their finger or they sprained their ankle or leg and we just got to do some minor things to help them. But when you have somebody, it's a critical patient and doing that and be able to have the life packs, be able to have Zoles there, be able to have interventions that we can do that really help them. That's going to be the key thing for the first 3 or 4 minutes or 5 minutes until we get more ALS there that we have to, and then getting extra team members there to help.
And I mean, just as a business owner, if we were hosting an event that had a bunch of people there and I just think of the liability of like, wow, like this is because we have special insurance that we carry for Alaska Medical Transport that is professional insurance that protects whoever we would hire from anything because it's insurance for the medics while they're practicing.
It's for our skills. It's our skill levels and things that we're doing in there. And our doctors pack all that skill level. So, I mean, you have a doctor backing us all in that stuff. You know, on EMT-1s, you don't need doctors to back you. You don't need a physician sponsor to say, hey, these guys can do this different EMS skills because they're ones.
They don't have any real capabilities other than like the first aid and administering oxygen and glucose.
Yeah, glucose stuff, the small stuff they can do. But now as twos, threes, and Ps, I mean, our IVs and dehydration and things like that to get them up there. You know, when you're having races for runs, you're going to have a lot of people dehydrated. You might have some people who are severely cramped. You might have an asthmatic thing where you have to do some
blood sugar issues.
Yeah, we can do all that stuff in the air and be able to do the intervention on them until, like I said, if it's in the Anchorageable area, until we get more ALS or more help from the fire department, but we can be that first person to be able to interact with that. And it makes a big difference. I mean, very big.
Well, and if you can imagine even being willing to go into remote areas or more remote areas outside of like the main cities and boroughs.
We're really looking forward to that. So if you're looking towards, you have some camps that you need medics at and you need things like that, we'll be able to mobilize and be able to take equipment out to the camps and be able to have extra oxygen out there, extra drugs, extra things up there. Because when you're having a logging site or you're having something that's a remote medics for oil or exploration, stuff like that, there's a lot of companies doing it. But if it's on the roadway, we can actually bring an ambulance and bring a rig up there. The North Slope, I mean, we've been approached several times in the North Slope for putting medics up there and how we can do that and our new ambulances. And, you know, there's a lot of remote sites that are out there that they need help. And they have the, you know, what's usually security guard EMTs. And those guys are great too. We've had a lot of them.
But they're EMT-1s.
No, there's some of them are twos and threes also. Oh. But the remoteness for them is out there. And you have to have people really trained in the remote medics and having those guys because a lot of people are used to just having that rig right next to them. So we want to make sure that they get the best quality people. Forestry, that's another thing that we're chasing after too, is the forestry, working with the forest medics and be able to have medics out there to help support our wildland firefighters. So we have a lot of good things coming up with the EMS side of it. And you know, we're just excited about it.
Yeah.
Miss Linda is going to be really cool, guys. And when you guys see this on the road.
You mean Miss Michelle?
Miss Michelle, sorry. Miss Linda is the fire truck. Miss Michelle. Yeah. So that's going to be pretty exciting. When you see it, you guys will have to put some posts on there and take some pictures and put it on our page and let us know, you know, because we really want to make sure the awareness I wanted to get back to is when we got GCI involved in this and Paul was so kind about helping with this with AFD for Miss Linda, that they had actually one of the reporters from their TV stations that they owned at the time do a story on it. And it ended up like one of them that was in the management team or what else saw it or was part of it and was having a little bit of issues and problems, and he went and got checked. And one of the stories Paul tells me that he just really homed in on him is that it's just not females or anything else. This was a male person. This was a person that was having some problems, and he went and got checked, and he got it done in time that it wasn't.
So was there like a lump in his breast or like
I'm not sure if his chest or if it was in his colon or whatever else it might have been.
It was but he got checked.
He got checked, and they found something, and they found it early enough to be able to remove it and then now being cancer free. And of course, you know, that's rechecking up all the time on there. But, you know, this video or the interactions with GCI doing this and doing the press on it and helping with it and doing the interview on it made this gentleman realized that he probably should go get checked, because he got to hear from the people that were doing it on the cancer side of it and saying how important it is to check. And I think he mentioned it to one of the people and they said, you should come in for a check. And then he found something. And so he ended up taking some time off of work, had some surgeries done, but it was a... It's
remarkable, successful. Though.
Yeah. And if it wouldn't have been for this, and it wouldn't have been for us trying to get them involved with it, and it wouldn't have been for Jason reaching out to me, which we always think things happen for a reason, that this person might have been diagnosed late into it or might have had more issues down the line. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to tell one way or another, but we do know that he did it because of Miss Linda. And so we're hoping to do the same thing with Miss Michelle, is that we are going to put awareness on the back of the rigs where we have the chevron striping. It'll be pink and white, and there'll be some sayings back there like, you know, definitely get yourself checked out. Look at, you know,
what. Just reminders. Just, yeah.
And, you know, we get so many people that sit behind it and they're going to sink all the pink and the white and all the colors. It's going to be pretty, that they're going to look at that. And it might just, I mean, if it just changes one person, then we did our job.
You know, and that's the whole piece around the awareness, is it's like, it touches more of the people than we really think. Like, we know if we took inventory of how many women, and not so much men, but it does happen for men and women. But if I just wrote a list of all the women that I know that are cancer survivors as a result.
Your Tata Club. I mean, a few people in your Tata Club.
It's like, it is something that is just prevalent, and we just don't, we just can't bring more. We need to bring more awareness to this kind of thing.
So I'm hoping this will. I am really hoping that people look at it as that we're doing it because we want to be community oriented. We want to be letting people remind to get checked and see.
Well, and I love the idea around making those ribbons, these ribbons of honoring.
Yes.
These memories of either people that are survivors or that have people that have passed as a result. And so it's like this memorial on top of this awareness. And then, and so I love that piece.
And please understand, we are going to charge and put the names on there, but we benefit from that nothing besides giving that to the Cancer Association. And everybody's name will be on there, and there'll be a dedication to it. So you're going to see some fairly quickly here in this next week or two. You're going to see some advertisings about the different names that we can put on there and how we're going to do it. And it'll be on there for quite some time, as long as the wrap holds up and everything else like that does, until we redesign it. And I imagine at least a minimum of 3 years, but we really want to sell those names. And so if you have an honored one that has had cancer and you want to honor their name and put it on there, or if you have a loved one that has passed because of cancer, you're more than welcome to put that on there too. And I mean, I think the minimum is going to be $150 to put the name on the ribbon. And we want to make it like a memorial for living and for people that have passed, where they can put the names on there and basically one day maybe go take a picture with it, like a wall, like a wall for veterans or whatever else it might be.
It's a memorial.
Yeah, it's a memorial.
It's a memorial for people that have been loved and that are loved. And really, I mean, I think it's really important to understand that this is just an opportunity for the community to join us in generosity.
Yeah. And I think it'll go really well. I mean, we've talked to a lot of people and everybody wants to buy names already. So please get in there so you can get in there, because we really want to make sure that, you know, your loved one or your person that you really want to honor or do something and gets a chance to put that name on there. And it's a very small price. You're more than welcome to put any more money past the $150 into it, because you know where it's going to come to. And it's going to go right to the Cancer Association. So of course, you know, it's going to be a 501c3 that you can write it off, and you can do it through your business or you can do it through your personal. But and if you want to put your business name on it, that you're a supporter of it, you know, if you wanted to put down that you're a supporter of this and that you support this association, we'd put your name on there too. We really want to keep it to names of people too, just so it has a personal touch to it.
Yes, yes.
But businesses are welcome too. I mean, we'll put your names on there because all the money is going to go to a great cause, and that's what we're looking for. That's the biggest thing. And like I said, AMT is going to match it up to $5,000 on there too. This will be a fresh new look on a brand new ambulance. It'll be ceramic coated afterwards. It'll look nice and bright and pretty, and we'll use it for events and different things. So your names will be seen.
And this is not just an opportunity for individuals. This is a business opportunity. If there's other businesses in the community that are wanting to help match some of these funds up to a certain dollar amount, like, we would welcome that. Like, we want this to be this like beautiful wrapped hug that we give to the Cancer Association, so that they have they have this wonderful donation check at the end of it. And so we're welcoming everyone who wants to get involved in this project, and including inviting Miss Michelle to your workplace.
Yeah.
We would love to spread awareness. And we were talking with the Cancer Association on some of the events that they host that we would be bringing Miss Michelle to. But this isn't just AMT's ambulance. This is our community ambulance. And we are really all in on spreading the awareness.
Now, of course, you know, we have calls, but we, you know, if we get a call, we might have to leave and go, but we'll come back. It's good for picnics and barbecues and things like that, just to get the awareness out. So, and then, you know, we've talked to some of our other partners and friends that we've done it, and one of our towing companies, I'll say it, Justin.
Charlie's inspiring Vulcan, other employees.
Vulcan Towing's got a couple black trucks coming up that are going to be their brand new tow trucks, and they think it's a great idea that we might do it too. So we're hopefully spread the word for other companies to do it. If you have a company and yours is a very well-seen truck or a vehicle or a van or something like that, can you imagine having 20 or 30 of these vehicles just running around town supporting that? I mean, that would just be so huge, because the message would get out there bigger and bigger every day, and it would be a billboard that would go by or whatever else it is. Make sure you're a good driver, because you'll get called in. So,
well, you know, it's not just that, is it's like everyone has something in their heart that is specific to a cause or that touches their heart in a way that they want to build more awareness around. Sure. And so you could just imagine if business owners kind of picked up this idea of having an awareness vehicle or bringing awareness and then spurring on generosity through donations. And could you just imagine how much funds could be raised for all of these different causes that are just doing good in the world?
Yeah, it would
be amazing.
You're still advertising your business. You're still doing your jobs, but you're just helping out another organization in a simple wrap or a simple of putting something on there that would help it. You know, I mean, it would just...
And encouraging generosity and donations around that.
Yeah. All of us have friends that'll help.
Yeah. Everybody has a friend that'll help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most important things that I learned from this experience was that when you go to that particular organization, they already have kind of like this like marketing plan on how to get from the start to the end. And I'm not necessarily saying that they're going to be able to help you with who does wraps in your city, but they'll kind of be able to walk you through, well, this is what like a commencement ceremony could look like. And then we'll do a press release to like build more awareness around it. And then we can have like a ribbon cutting or something like that when we're presenting the check. Like they will help you orchestrate all of this, because this is part of what they do, is they spread awareness about their cause.
You know, and this might wrap into Bach too, that we end up maybe making one of our buses into instead of the gold emblem, so we put pink emblems on it, and we honor that to the association. It won't be probably as loud as a wrap. When I say loud, as much
we
as
we have that, more flexibility
Alaska
with the ambulance
transport.
Because
yeah.
we're not an executive service.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things about the ambulance service is one of the big things that we do is we take people to radiation and cancer and to therapies quite often and from the hospitals, because some of the hospitals don't have that in their hospital. So we have to pick them up and take them to their appointments to and from. So how honoring is that for the patient that gets in there, that we're honoring them to be in our ambulance too? So there's some other things around it. And I think some other businesses can help from it. And you know, the transportation companies and all the way down the ambulance, all the way down to roofers or plumbing companies, whatever
really
else it is.
It's really endless.
Yeah, it's endless.
Endless to the possibilities.
You could wrap your emblems all over it and make them pink and dedicate it to somebody. And you know, you might have a family member or somebody else or a coworker or somebody else that might have been going through this. And this is a good way that you can honor them.
You know, and it's not just cancer awareness. There's some people where Alzheimer's touches them or
special needs. Anybody else?
Yes,
it could be anything that you feel passionate. I was on the board of Challenge Alaska for quite some time, and we helped a lot with that. And, you know, that's just a very passionate group that, you know, really does a lot of good for the community. So it could be whatever you decide you want your company to support, but you should support one of them. And then you should put that on your page that you support them and be a supporter of them and then work with them.
Yeah. And, you know, something that really resonates with me in this, like the way that we choose to lead through the community, through our business, is that we have over 200 people that BAC interacts with on a weekly basis, because we have team members. And so we're an example to them on how we operate within the community. And this is just, it's not just inspiring other businesses or inspiring, you know, Joe and Susie homeowner. It's like the impact that we make every single day on the team that is in proximity to us when we make these decisions about building awareness and championing generosity and putting others in this space of honoring them. And so this is more, this rings all these bells for me, this project.
You know, and even our employees are super psyched about it. They think it's a great idea. You know, we've had some employees that are medics and some other people that have had struggles with different things that they've had to in their lives. And some of this might be the same thing that we're supporting, but those people think it's awesome. And, you know, they're proud to tell their loved ones or friends or others that we're supporting those things too. So, you know, it gives them a feel good thing too, that their company and the people that they're working for or working with or teaming up with that are part of that. So I think we'll get some good, really good positive energy off this.
I would agree with you.
And put off positive energy.
And there will be so many opportunities, especially on Facebook and on Instagram, to just read and understand about how you can get in on contributing, or all of the different pages and posts that will happen around Miss Michelle. And there was a few comments that we made about this is happening in a few weeks. And for a lot of you, you probably don't realize, but we do film these podcasts in advance so that we're prepared. And so this is going to be happening at around the end of May. And so for those of you who are a little confused about how we were explaining it, like all of these event happenings are going to be in that space.
Yeah. We're excited.
Yes, we are. And we're really excited about the listeners that are coming in and just kind of like hearing some of the ideas and some of the things that Charlie and I kick around, and the opportunity to really just encourage others and to lift them up into this raise up mindset that we live in day in and day out. Yeah. And so thank you for joining us on this episode 8 and learning about Miss Michelle and our event medics and how grateful we are to be a part of all of these little things that we get to do.
You know, one of the things we want to ask you too is if you guys have any questions or is anything that we can help you that you think that we might have knowledge that you might need help in your business or something you're asking questions for. So you can always leave a comment on there and ask us if we can comment on something or give you some advice on something or how we did something. So the whole object of this thing is to create awareness and help people with their companies and their businesses.
Absolutely.
Because we were very fortunate to get some help from other people when we were going up, and we want to just return that.
Yes. So you could absolutely find the Raise Up podcast on Facebook and Instagram and ask us questions there. And we will be more than happy to answer them at the end of our podcast as they come in. So,
you know, one of the cool things we're going to be doing too is we're going to be bringing guests on. So that's another thing that we're going to be bringing on. We're going to bring some of our partners and some guests and just talk about how our relationships and how our partnerships have really helped us and how we can help them. And we'll have guest speakers. And as we're going through trips, you know, you might see some podcasts us on our
trips. We've got some stuff planned.
We've got some stuff planned. So you might see some interesting, it won't be this little room. It might be in our motorhome, or it might be on a trip that we're going to talk about what's going on in our life, because the work-life balance has to happen too. And it's very important with your kids and your wife and your employees and your friends and all that stuff. We have to, you know, everybody works so hard to get where you're at. And then all of a sudden you're 50 and then you're 55. And then you're like, okay, I need to start enjoying time. So I'm 55. So anyways, I just want to make sure that people know that you have to have that balance in your life. And I'm hoping you're seeing this as a helpful hint to how to do it, because we didn't know how to do it for a long time. I mean, we were always to the grind, and now it's like a little bit more like we're a little bit laid back and things are a little bit not as serious, you know. It's still serious, but it, you know, we can
laugh at each other a little more.
We can laugh
about
it.
Yes. We're not so serious with each other, but really we do want to bring value, and we hope that you've enjoyed this episode. So we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.